Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I have decided to become a trendy for at least the next 5 minutes. I want to say there is no horse meat being fed to anyone that they claim is beef. That is a conspiracy. There are no drones operating domestically, and the NSA is not listening to us. There is no world government, even though it's all been announced. And everything's fine, and USA Today is lying. No restaurants serve you a lower quality fish and mislabel it. There is no lying. No one should question anything. Everything's fine. The government loves you. There. Let's go to your phone calls. A bunch of your calls, and I'm going to get into the main news. I've covered some of it, but the economy and a lot more coming up right now. Let's talk to Jeremy in Texas. Jeremy, thank you for patiently holding. You're on the air, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for taking my call. I was calling in because you'd asked for what we think some solutions can be. And I think.
Hold on a minute. We got to have the record skipping. You actually called in on what I asked you to call in about? This may be a first. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, my story was is a few years ago, I'm going in my third year now of as a Prison Planet TV member. 3 years ago, I was what you would call an evangelical Christian at Hagee's Church here in San Antonio. Was a leader in the church, taught Bible study, taught marriage intimacy, and was a big believer in the pre-trib rapture. Until I had been listening to you a little bit, didn't really, I wouldn't say I didn't believe you, but I just found it interesting until you had brought up about how, you know, we were going to be through, live through the tribulation, and then the rapture was going to happen after that, that the Rockefeller Foundation had started introducing that in the 1800s. Well, I'm one of the people that still actually research stuff, and when I researched it, I went back and I found out that what you said was absolutely true. There's nothing in history except for, I think, some Roman priest that mentioned it 1,000 years ago just as a paper. But before then...
Well, yeah, I mean, the Gnostics thought that a little bit, but it wasn't the same thing, yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't until then that I really believed you. And, I mean, you are 100% responsible for bringing me out of the matrix. I am an evangelical. I am a Christian. And then, of course, now with Pastor Anderson's movie that came out, which I think is absolutely amazing. But you know, being in the church that I was in here, I don't go there anymore. I mean, I was a lemming. I was a neocon. I was exactly
what happened when you started telling people, hey, the beast will wage war against the saints and overcome them. I mean, what did they say to you? I mean, did you try to wake them up?
Oh, absolutely. I've been doing that for 3 years. I had, 50 or 60 friends that went to that church on Facebook that are no longer my friends. Defriended me.
Afraid that you don't agree with them because, oh, there's nothing bad going to happen to us. We're going to make, did any of the Christians ever get teleported out? Well, sometimes they did, like the lion's den or the fiery furnace, but they had to go into it first.
Yeah, absolutely. And Noah didn't get taken off of Earth. He stayed. So, I mean, the history of the Bible shows that every time they went through tribulation, God never took them out of it. They had to stay through it. But
did they get raptured out with the lions? Or a lot of Christians thought they were going to be raptured in Nazi Germany. Did that happen?
No, absolutely not. And but what I was saying about them is they are – I was in that church for 7 or 8 years, and they brought in historians and people that talked about the Founding Fathers in a good way. They're gunners. They're hunters. They're fishers. I mean, they're everything that you talk about of that fight. But the one key thing that holds them up from opening their mind is thinking that they don't have to fight. Because in that church, they don't teach Romans 13. In other words, I can tell you.
No, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy that it's all going to end anyways. And for the New Agers, they gave them 2012. Oh, well, why be involved? 2012 is the end of the world. You see how they... Frank Herbert called it the Missionariat Protectorate, where they would implant groups to create false ideas of giving up and there's no point, so that when then they sent in their control people, everybody would stand down. Great points. I know that's why we have the film, After the Tribulation, Let No Man Deceive You, available at InfoWarsStore.com. Your purchase supports us and the filmmakers. Very well done film. And believe me, this is like cyanide to the lies of the pre-trib stuff. And I'm not judging you if you're into pre-trib. If you think that's true, go ahead and believe it.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you like to gamble, I tell you how you win.
Hour number three, I'm going right to your phone calls. And then if you go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, citizens applaud defeat of firearms ban in Massachusetts. The problem is they've got our kids. I've actually had a Handgun Control Inc. an article I was in like 10 years ago go, it doesn't matter if you beat this bill now. We have control of the education system and your children. I probably read that quote like 25 times on air. It was in the Austin American Statesman. Doesn't matter long term. It's all about dominating, all about. See, for the government type, that's how they move up. They move up by making you their slave. TSA apologizes for arresting another wheelchair-bound toddler. Yeah, they'll say, get up. I'm sorry, my son's a quadriplegic. Shut up, terrorist. Get back. Stocks plunge as Fed members admit endless bond buying will not fix economy. Sheriff responds to attacks over Second Revolution comments. We're going to be getting to that. It's powerful. Gun control was historically about repressing blacks. 20 signs the U.S. economy is headed towards big trouble in the months ahead. Really, you think so? Killing the dollar. G20 and IMF push for global Fed, global currency, global government. Oh, as a solution. We did all this on purpose. Give us more power. That'll fix it. And then huge online film festival launched video at InfoWars.com. And that's just some of the news on InfoWars.com. We'll look at DrudgeReport.com. We'll look at a bunch of other news. But I promise, let's go to your calls. I promise to go to calls. 800-259-9231. We'll go to John, then Charles, then Sean, and then Chad, and then Casey, and then to the news. Let's go to John in New Jersey. You're on the air, sir. Thank you for holding.
Hey, Alex.
Go ahead.
I just had some points to go through. I know you get very frustrated sometimes, and quite frankly, so do I, because when I see people who are that asleep where you can say something that's out in the open, like the NDAA, for example, and they'll just come back at you trying to sound so smart and like they're so educated and just spin something like...
It's good to spray viruses on cutlets of meat. It's good to radiate it. It's good the Japanese are now eating human poop turned into steaks. It's good they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. I have articles where they're giving little kids flu shots and they're dying. And then the government goes, we don't know why they're dying. We're not going to indict the parents. And then it comes out they were injected a day before with a flu shot. I mean, it's real simple. You take the flu shot, sometimes you die. The stinking insert, the CDC's own site says it may kill you. But people are like, oh, there's no way they're killing us. That's my point. It's all... People say, how did the Germans put up with what they put up with? By successive approximation, by incrementalism. Sorry, go ahead.
No, yes, because basically our problem as a country is we're too used to having everything done for us, where people are at the point where they won't go out and actually read the insert of the flu shot. They'll just take it because the establishment says to take it. And people don't think that they need guns. Well, I've never needed it before. Well, trust me, when this whole thing starts, you're going to be pretty sorry if you don't have one. And basically, everyone is too used to the fact that we haven't had a large-scale national crisis in quite a while, to the point that everyone's just so lethargic now, which my response to that would be, shouldn't we, in the whole liberty movement, be promoting things more along the lines of...
No, that's it. But if we can get the yuppies who are riding bikes every day and into all that to show some energy about the Bill of Rights and Constitution that produced all the wealth. I mean, even if you're a cynical person that doesn't care about anybody, not having liberty makes it a very bad place to live with no due process and where, you know, horse meat's the tip of the iceberg. It's bad drugs, it's bad food, it's bad water, it's bad air by design. It's a lying government that's already taken the pension funds. The money's already gone. They're just getting martial law ready for when the shoe drops. You know, that's another thing. Should we? People are like, oh, so what if the government has 2 million rounds and training for gun confiscation? I don't own guns. You idiots. What do you think? That's a civil war they're gearing up for. That means an end to all of this. And they've taken down Argentina. They've taken down Brazil. They've taken down Nigeria. They've taken down Greece. They've taken down Spain, Portugal. Once prosperous areas have protests with 5 million people and burning buildings every week and people starving to death and cops killing people, and it's not even news anymore. I want everybody to get it straight here. The globalists are running revolutions worldwide. They're putting Al-Qaeda in. They will tear this country from one end to the other and sit offshore while it happens. They've taught so many yuppies. They go, I don't care. Kill the Iraqis. They're not human. Do you think the globalists who don't think Iraqis are human think you're human either? They respect them a lot more than your big lazy butt. They think of you as a dumb animal who they don't want to take care of anymore. You're like, but I work. They don't care. They see the resources as theirs. They don't think you're human. They don't think you deserve to live. And here's my beef with the globalist. Maybe some of the public who wants to be slaves and hear this, maybe they do deserve to be slaves. I don't, okay? I'm not going to be a slave. And the globalists say, well, you better join us. I'm not joining a bunch of people that are into child sex slavery and stuff. You people are evil. I'm not joining the big crowd of lazy, self-propelled stomachs, and I'm not joining the New World Order either. I want my republic back. And that happens by cutting all these people off welfare and making everybody tough and cutting the corporate welfare off and arresting these globalists and hanging their asses high. I appreciate your call. Excuse me. And I mean after due process, jury trials, everything. Espionage. We need to make an example. I'd be more than happy after the globalists are kicked out to give them amnesty and let them leave. But what country would take the New World Order minions? All right, let's go ahead and talk to Charles in Florida. Charles, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, what's up, my brother? How you doing?
Good.
I just want to talk to you about the WWE and PlayStation 4. I'm a big martial arts fan. I've been watching the WWE since I was two years old. And just knowing it now, noticing it now, what they've done with Jack Swagger, they've been laying the groundwork for about 15 years to demonize Patriots and anyone who identifies themselves as an American national. It started with Kurt Angle because he started back in 1999. he's really just the basic same gimmick as Jack Swagger, you know, all-American, you know, American hero, American wrestler. And he's been a heel. When he first started, he was a heel. That's a bad guy. And he turned to a babyface because the crowd was so into him because he was so talented. But Jack Swagger started about 5-6 years ago, and he's always been a heel. He's never been a good guy ever. So, I mean, with his new gimmick coming back, he came back about 3 weeks ago. He was supposed to be a good guy, but they changed their mind because all of a sudden they decided to turn Alberto Del Rio, who was a bad guy since he started, all overnight, he was a good guy. He was a babyface. So, I mean, they just...
Well, no, I mean, there's nothing worse than a white person. And so, obviously, you know, he's the new bad guy who wants sovereignty, and then he's going to be defeated by the loving Mexican. And this is to me, because a lot of people that watch wrestling watch it for the entertainment. It is very funny, interesting. But others, you know, there are people there who think it's real, and this creates that background. And then they go, all the problems in America are the Mexicans. And that's obviously not true. So then it discredits that if we want any sovereignty and don't want a North American Union and to be totally imploded, when Mexico's imploding, then you hate all Mexicans. When if Mexicans that are Americans had any sense, which a lot of them do, they'd say, wait a minute, Mexico's imploding. It doesn't help Mexicans to bring them here and lower all our wages. We need to get Mexico back as a free country. And so it's purely meant to create division. And people say, Alex, it's just entertainment. They admit the Department of Defense and the Globalist Fund, these anti-patriot, anti-veteran. I want to say that again. The Department of Justice and Defense fund anti-patriot military messages because they hate the veterans because they're not under their control anymore. I mean, this is treasonous. This is ridiculous. Obviously, the bad guys demonize the veterans. The bad guys demonize George Washington. The bad guys demonize the family. The bad guys push abortion. The bad guys push socialism. And look what the media pushes, including Fox News Corp properties, who claim they're so conservative. If Rupert Murdoch was a real conservative, he brags. We have the promo video where they're he's the chairman, the president of News Corp. We played it many years ago. Call Paul Watson. It's so old, he'll know how to find it. It's something like News Corp promotes carbon taxes. And they brag. Here are all of our current lineup of shows promoting the, you know, carbon taxes and carbon footprint and bringing in the new green economy. And then they show all the shows they're doing it. See, they have to control the conservative movement. They have to be loyal opposition. Do you understand that?
Right. You're correct. The thing is, if the WWE, I mean, I would say since the Iraq War, they have been the ground floor for anything that's propaganda. They if it's propaganda, they're going to do it, especially like in the last 4 years when Linda started her campaign. They would just straight up, the commercials, they would be 2 hours straight just entertainment. But 4 years ago, they just started like, they go to commercial in the match, here's propaganda. The WWE is with the troops. So we just want to stop the whole show. We want to thank the troops for everything they're doing.
No, it's part of living in a North Korean society. It doesn't mean thank the troops. They thank the police state. They thank the global empire. They thank the New World Order to get you ready for troops on the streets. Kentucky Derby, NFL, troops as the security, armed troops. They're getting us ready. I really appreciate your call, sir. And again, whoever that guy is with Jack Swagger, his manager, the other actor, has a red Yosemite Sam, Zeb Coulter has a red Yosemite Sam mustache, and he's short like Yosemite Sam, and he goes, "Why hates rabbits? I hate Mexicans." I mean, they directly, I know in the behind the scenes meetings, they're like, "You will now start looking like Yosemite Sam, or you look like Yosemite Sam. You'll go out and do this." And it's the full, you've got Karl Rove saying, open the borders, world government, socialism is good, the Tea Party is evil, and it's weak, and it's dead, and it's over. And you've got the same thing coming out of the WWE. That's because the Tea Party is the only hope. what the ideas of the real Tea Party, the real libertarian constitutional rediscovery of America. We need 1498 Part Deuce. We'll be right back with Sean and others.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, or painful bowel movements? Have you considered your toilet posture? The colon needs proper alignment for faster, more effective elimination, and that's exactly what you'll get with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse or a pill, the Squatty Potty is a healthy step in the right direction, is doctor recommended, and starts at just $34.95. Call 855-628-1099 or go to SquattyPotty.com, spelled SquattyPotty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Here. We'll be getting to quite a few today, actually. Big news coverage, news reading, blitz, and analysis in the next segment, and then followed by more of your calls. Got a special InfoWars Nightly News coming up tonight, 7 o'clock Central. The destination is PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's talk to Sean from New York. New York City. Go ahead, sir.
How you doing, Mr. Jones? I wanted to talk to you about some things that are fundamental. When I try to explain to people about an elite globalist agenda, most of the time they're going to associate it with Illuminati. And the thing is that they want to know, like, who are these people? But actually, I read some investigations, and I read that once you sift through that bureaucracy and those subsidiaries and the parent companies and the mega corporations and the conglomerates and the monopolies, that there's owners, maybe there's a handful of people, maybe less than 200 people that actually own everything.
No, you're right. There are less than 200, and they're busy trying to make us totally poor, not to control us, but so they can get us in a position to then kill us. I mean, and they write all these publications saying they're going to do it. I mean, guys, type in Rockefeller and others, rich meet in secret to discuss overpopulation. And it was all over the news. Well, yeah, they're setting up a global government to reduce population. But and then the average yuppie goes, there are too many people. Yeah, dummy, and they're putting poison in your water, you moron. Stop imagining you're part of the controllers killing people. You know, reflected glory. I'm part of it. I agree with the plan. Then kill yourself. I don't want to die. And I'm not signed on to this plan. Not in my name. I don't want to go to hell. And even if you don't believe in hell, my gut doesn't like hurting innocent people. So I'm not signed on to it. I hate certain innocent people. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, so it seems as if they control everything, and their family lineage is on top of that hierarchy, and it just continues. But I know that you talk a lot about the left and the right. And it just so happened that I had heard about Obama when he won the candidacy to be a Democrat versus Hillary Clinton, or Bilderberg was in town at that time. And I remember that they were all in the press plane, and he may have secretly met with Bilderberg with Hillary Clinton when he was elected.
No, I know. I was there. Imagine. It's one of the biggest stories in America. Where is Hillary? Where's Obama? They disappeared for a day. I'm there, Secret Service, Marines guarding him, Chantilly, Virginia. I call Fox, CNN, local channels. No one covered it. No one covered it but the Epoch Times. And then I think Drudge linked to that, there was a Bilderberg meeting. But Epoch Times was like, well, we don't know they're in there. I'm like, no, we have sources. No, the Secret Service drove by and aimed MP5 machine guns at us. Hillary and Obama are there. Imagine, you know where they are. The media knew, too. But they didn't want to show the Bilderberg meeting. So the media showed what good little minions they were. That's why they may have Bilderberg. It's always 3 years in Europe, 1 year in the U.S. or Canada, North America. Now they may have it the same place this year because other media, they don't even have control in Europe. And people, you know, were there with literal torches in Switzerland. So, again, America is so controlled that the only media that covered it this last year in Virginia was Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, DrudgeReport.com, and Foreign News, London Guardian. But again, that's why the mainstream media has hardly any readers now. It doesn't matter if they lie and won't say it's happening. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so it did appear that he vanished at that time. But I try to stress to people, it doesn't matter if it's Obama or if it's Romney, is controlled under the same thing. These financiers and the finances and the bankers, and they're controlling the politics and the military. And that's what I got to say about
it. I hear you, my friend. Good to hear from you. Let's jam in another. Chad in California, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for having me on. You're doing a wonderful thing, Mr. Jones. Hopefully we can follow you a lot more and do the rest. If you don't mind me giving just a little bit of a two quotes from the Bible, and then I will give you a thing, I would love it. Do I have your permission?
Sure, we're going to break in a minute, but just start your point now. Go ahead.
Okay, for thee ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in the boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. Now for my actual point. My wife is an illegal alien. I'm a U.S. citizen.
Hold on. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you on the other side of this quick break. Get your take on that. And then I'll get to some news and more of your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's
866-295-5305. Okay, let me go back to this caller. Then I need to get into some more of the news and then back into your calls. But we did find the, I guess, 3-minute video from 2006. With News Corp putting out an internal promo video to themselves about, good job, writers and workers. We're propagandizing people effectively. I mean, that's the thing with the public. I'm like, hey, the Department of Defense and the Department of Justice is paying to have anti-gun messages in TV shows. Yeah, right. Next you're going to tell me there's horse meat in these TV dinners. Next you're going to tell me that aspartame's bad. The next you're going to say we might want to watch the government. Everybody knows you do whatever the government says. That's common sense. America was founded on socialism and the end of the family. Hi, I listen to NPR. Hi, I'm Jen Napolitano, head of Homeland Security. Trust no one but the government.
So that's coming up. If I can shut up long enough. Let's go ahead and go back to, who was I just talking to, Chad? Chad, go ahead, sir. Yeah, you were saying your wife is an illegal. Go ahead.
Yeah, basically wanted to find out, is my research into the Constitution and understanding it, really our government only has the right to say if you're a citizen or not, not on the borders. And I do think that it is a thing that needs to be addressed, and I'm not against...
Well, here's the issue. That because of sham marriages, they make it super hard. And if you're European, they make it almost impossible to immigrate here because they've got deals with Europe to keep good tax slaves there. They only bring in poor, uneducated workers, whether they be white, Hispanic, black, Asian, from around the world, to drive down wages. That's the main immigrant force. The corporations are clear on that. And to be a political arm. So, I mean, if you're an illegal alien from Mexico and flaunt things there in the right group, you're above the law. But if you've got a woman you're really married to, you know, what is it, like 5 years it takes or whatever, you know, of you guys together, last time I checked, to really prove. Well, I mean, I'm sure you're an expert on it. I mean, you're married. It's really your wife. How long have you been married?
We've been married for 7 years, and definitely a big witness to the sham of our immigration system, because one of the reasons why we're having problems is the fact that we actually told the truth. And because of that, now we're this oddity case that we can't have anything go forward.
No, of course. No. It's all done on purpose. The entire system is meant, if you walked in like Akron, or they've done it in Social Security offices, and said, I'm running child slaves, I'm shipping them in crates bound, I want to give you part of that money. And they're like, hey, we'll tell you how to run the black op right now. We bring in, you know, it's a fantastic job. Yeah, just make sure you got them in the school. These little kids are pimping out. How old are they? Oh, they're 10 years old. Good. Yeah, we'll help you with that. As long as you're hardcore criminal gangster, you're going to Valhalla, son. I mean, this whole system's run by criminals for criminals. That's what I'm telling you. This isn't just rhetoric. The government's now converted to tyranny. They've got lots of Dudley Do-Rights that, you know, write you tickets and, you know, take your kid or whatever, who really think they're doing good for America. Well, I hate lawbreakers. But meanwhile, the real lawbreakers are running things. And I'm sorry to hear that's happened to you. So what's your final question?
Well, actually, it's a final statement of things to do. Really, people, go out and befriend everyone, and even especially the law enforcement, and that, to show them that you are human. You are a person. There is a reason for you.
No, you have to treat the globalist minions like they're a criminal. And like when they've kidnapped a kid, you go, we love little Jenny. Here's her dog, Spot. Her grandmother is crying. She's a human being. Please, if you haven't killed her yet, please let her go. Just let her go. Now, that works with some criminals who are kind of mentally ill and twisted. The psychopaths enjoy it more. But, yeah, so begging them, the wrong ones, they'll get all demonic-looking and have a demon feed off of that, a psychic vampire feed. But some of them you can actually get to. But I've noticed a lot of them acting, you know, saying I'm human. They go, I know, and I'm not. Because, you know, their spirit's going straight to hell. They're already in hell. They already love it.
Not to fight, but to show that your character is of godly nature, that you're love. But it does not mean that we do not fight this.
The best thing to do is fight the New World Order. Fight them, laugh at them, spit at them. They're degenerate filth and scum and ugly and weak. They'll be overrun in the end, and they will fail. That's what you need to do. That's what, because they already know it. They already know their place has been prepared. All right, I appreciate your call, Chad. All right, let's take one more while I settle down. One more while I settle down. Let's talk to Casey in Georgia. Casey, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Let me get off the speaker. One sec.
All right. How you doing, partner?
Yeah, I got a YouTube video up of what happened to me last night. I'm going to say the title real quick. It's Georgia Car Lemon Fire. Well,
Georgia Fire what?
Oh, Georgia Car Lemon Fire.
Georgia Car Lemon Fire.
Georgia.
Georgia Fire Lemon Fire.
Oh, that's Georgia Car Lemon Fire. Sorry about that.
That's almost like a brainwashing term. Georgia Fire Lemon. I'm sorry. All right. Well, you guys go find that. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
All right. Well, anyway, this car caught fire right next to my convenience store last night, and I was at my house, and I rushed out with my fire extinguisher, and I put it out. When I go to spray it back a second time, the officer says, somebody grab that man. Do you want to be arrested?
So, oh, yeah, you don't have slaves. Pretty soon you'll be arrested for trying to wipe your own hind end, and I'm not kidding. I mean, they would have toilet safety police if they could, directly out of South Park. And that's the message of government. You're a low-down scum. You're not allowed to protect yourself while your wife's being raped with your fist in England. If you fight the guy off, they will throw you in prison for a decade. And that's their message. You, because they're criminals, at least that the people you're dealing with, they have a criminal mindset. The nanny state doesn't let kids run at school now. Do you understand that? So tell us what happened.
Well, after that, I stepped back and I started filming. And, about 14 minutes into the video, he comes back up and he says that he's sorry. Well, he kind of says he's sorry in an imperious way. And he says, well, I told him I was well within my rights to put out that fire. It's going to burn down my family's store, our livelihood, our income. But more than that, I've been having trouble with the city here because my property.
How dare you try to run a business to pay them money, you filth. You filth.
Yeah. You filth. Yeah, they get quite a bit of our money.
And they're going to get more, too, boy. Obama going to do more. Anyway, so, yes, we now see the video. I can shot sideways. I like that camera angle. That's cinematic. Tell us what else happened.
Well, not too much happened. Like I said, he comes up and there's a good little quote there. You might be able to make a meme out of somebody. But he comes up and he kind of apologizes. And at the end of it all, we're all right. He's a local guy. But he was imperious. And, you know, he wasn't in the right to tell me that he'd arrest me for putting out a fire on my own property. And I told him this much.
Well, it's hard to believe that the progeny of people that carved out a continent might be able to put out a fire. Man, you're sick. What's wrong with you? Only someone in a uniform. Pretty soon you'll have to wear a uniform to be able to swim. I mean, literally, to be able to walk. Only people that have uniforms be able to walk. Maybe they'll chop our legs off at birth and say, only if your legs are chopped off, you know, or if you have a uniform, you're allowed to have legs. How's that sound?
No, that's... Well, I don't want... I'm never going to wear a uniform, so... Anyway...
Sir, do you have a license? Have you been properly trained to brush your teeth?
No, I'm afraid not. I was just... I don't know. Kindergarten, they taught us that? That's the last time I remember that.
So government did teach you how to do that?
Oh, I guess you...
What about picking your nose? They teach you that as well?
No. That might have come from instinct. Come from God.
Man, this is evil what I'm hearing right now. Whoa, you mean from the state? You just said God.
No, not.
Did you just engage in sacrilege and blasphemy? Did you just say the state wasn't God?
No, not this guy. I know who I serve. I serve Jesus.
Well, that's why you're evil.
Well, anyway, the planning and zoning guy, just last year, when my sister tried to fix up this house behind it, he said our property was condemned. I said it was condemned and hoped we wouldn't fight it. But I fought it, and I found out that they do this sort of informal condemnation where they just refuse to issue building permits.
No, they're God. You didn't. They take people's kids for not taking vaccines. There's no law. They forcibly inject kids with no law. Kid dies. They arrest you even though they know they killed your kid. Because they're God. L.A. sends me letters going, we want $1,200 because somebody hung up an InfoWars sign. And I'm like, well, what if it's an Obama sign? You're going to charge him? I go, you don't have any citation, any proof that I did that, any fact. And they just go, okay, the fine's going to double. Well, good. And they're like, go ahead and sue us. We'll just use taxpayer money to pay it off. They don't care. They want to take everything down. It's all about they're in charge.
Now, the planning and zoning officer, he come from the Department of Community Affairs in Atlanta. And the Department of Community Affairs, when I was doing my research yesterday, they are the ones who give out the grants for the dam from the feds. They also are the ones who give out the grants for the fluoride. So I'm tempted to file open records request on them.
Sir, the health departments were set up in the 1890s in England, and by 1900 here, Rockefeller Foundation, Carnegie Endowment, all of it, and it was set up for, quote, racial hygiene. And at the Nuremberg trials, about half the defense was quoting out of the Margaret Sanger Planned Parenthood, Eugenics Society, Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, Rockefeller Brothers Foundation. Because the Nazis just did what they were taught to do. They just said Germans are only good, or Aryans, everybody else is dead. The globalists say everybody's dead. It's their job to make sure you get cancer and die. I know that sounds incredibly radical. It is. Reality's crazy. Appreciate your call. Let's get to some news. Look at this article. I'm going to cover this first because this ties into how we awaken and how we take America back. Sheriff responds to attacks. We have a document cam right on this bad boy right here. For TV viewers, right here is the document cam. Thank you. Sheriff responds to attacks over Second Amendment comments. The American people will decide when to push back, not me. And here is the Milwaukee Journal. Sheriff David Clark defends appearance on conspiracy-laden show. So now if we talk about our right, talk about the Bill of Rights, talk about the Constitution, neurotically document everything, this is a pejorative. This would be like 100 years ago saying, don't listen to that guy saying he's got rights and we cheated him. He's an N-word. Or be like in India, you know, with the untouchables. Don't listen to what that guy said. I didn't steal anything from him. He's an untouchable. He's a conspiracy theorist. He's somebody that isn't a chump. He's somebody that doesn't believe known liars. He's somebody that's informed. He's somebody that gets things done. He's somebody that built his own media empire. Oh, no, no, no. It's just, no, he's somebody that's broken thousands of big stories. No, he's just that nobody. And the Tea Party's dead. And the Drudge Report's dead. I've been seeing that headline for 10 years. The Drudge Report's dead as its traffic goes up and up and up, as it gets more and more influential, the most influential. They have articles every week. Drudge Report's dead. Drudge Report's dead. Drudge Report's dead. Oh, Mark Twain's dead. Well, he is now, but back then, Mark Twain's dead. Mark Twain's dead. Rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated. Alex Jones is dead. Alex Jones is discredited. Alex Jones, it's all over. While we go straight up. They celebrate themselves. They're a bunch of con artists. So anyways, Sheriff David Clark defends appearance on conspiracy-laden show. Oh, see, and I love how the sheriff says, oh, I didn't know I had to talk to you to be allowed to have an opinion or a view. Let me read from the Infowars.com story that's got the quotes, and you can read the full article. Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark Jr. has defended his comments on the Alex Jones show earlier this week under criticism from local reporters who said his remarks that strict gun legislation could lead to a second American Revolution were inflammatory. Trying to take our guns is inflammatory. Trying to blame us for dead kids is inflammatory. It's like somebody ran somebody over with a tractor. You're going to take all the John Deere tractors away? No, the tractor didn't do it. Clark told Jones listeners that he would consider any federal order to confiscate guns as an act of tyranny. He also said, I don't want to get shot. He's not stupid. And said that he would refuse to enforce it in the county. You don't like this, do you, that we're now having this discussion, do you? See, we win. We force the initiative. We go on the offense and make you respond to us. You don't control reality anymore, you viper. Let's continue. I believe that if somebody tried to enforce something of that magnitude, you would see the second coming of an American revolution, the likes of which would make the first revolution pale with comparison, the sheriff urged. That comment did not sit well with hacks at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, who accused Clark of engaging in attention-grabbing media appearances on a conspiracy-peddling radio show. In a piece which we'll not link to, clearly designed to draw some much-needed readership from InfoWars audience. Oh, be nice. Call Steve up and have him link to that. I think it's comical to see him burning in flames politically. In a piece clearly designed to draw some much-needed readership from InfoWars audience, one reporter makes several baiting remarks about Alex Jones while extensively quoting from our article on Sheriff Clark's comments earlier this week. She's the mainstream media that never links. We will links. I know why Steve did that, but it's a way to point that out. I get it's a literary flourish, but let's link to them. We don't know how long their publication will be around anyways. When the Sentinel reporter questioned Clark's appearance and his comments, the sheriff responded in an email stating, I don't know, I needed your approval. I love that. Because they're like, why are you on the show? Well, I didn't know I needed your approval. When did people stop being entitled to their opinion? Asked the sheriff. On the topic of the Second Revolution, comments Clark told the newspaper, I'm sure in 1776 the idea seemed way out there, too, at the time. And what a smart guy, man. I really like these sheriffs. These patriot sheriffs are like all need talk shows. The sheriff wrote, the American people will decide when to push back, not me. That's right. That's right. You've been pushing on us long enough. New World Order. And we're sick of being pushed around. I don't care how many sitcoms, how many dramas, how many shows you've got demonizing red-blooded good people, or how many times you say we killed the kids at Sandy Hook, or how many times CNN says I supported Chris Dorner when everybody knows I didn't, or how many times you say the U.S. attacked Russia that I said that. I didn't say that. You are discredited. Call me a conspiracy theorist because I know all your tricks. Call me that. Call me that. Call me that. Keep calling me that all day. I love it. That's the only trick you got. You people are a joke. I was interviewed by CNN host Piers Morgan. Now, there's a guy with some whacked out views, Clark also wrote an email. I've done dozens of interviews over the simple 30-second radio ad, Clark told the Journal Sentinel. And folks, if the crime rate is going up in Milwaukee because of police being laid off, and because they got gun control going on there, and he wants to keep the county safe, what do you say? You say, folks, time to get firearms training, protect yourself. I mean, that is no-brainer. That should not be radical. That is common sense. But they want to tell us we're radical. I mean, we've had people march up to us on the streets of Austin and say, you've got too many kids. It's happened in Whole Foods. It's like, listen, you're a radical jackass. Get out of my face. You sick freak cult member. You eugenics punk. Well, there aren't too many people. Then go home and blow your brains out. Oh, you don't do that. Go home and take a bunch of pills. You eugenics-loving pieces of filth. Get out of my planet.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This planet belongs to people that want to build a better civilization and have a great future for our progeny, who love life, and all of you that say it's your planet, you're protecting it by trying to reduce the population and trying to save the Earth, you're the people of all the open-air genetic engineering, toxic waste dumping, and all the super science experiments you're doing that may destroy the planet. I've studied it, and you're the danger. Now, this is from like 5 years ago, almost 6 years ago, a News Corp internal promo video bragging to their people how they're propagandizing everybody. So the public understands, folks, everything you see, around 90% of it. There are some shows that are independently authorized to go out, and still those get taken over and twisted because I've been involved with them. Conspiracy, things like that, conspiracy theory with Ventura. And if something's good, they just won't let it air. So it's hard to get something good on air, but certainly most of it is paid for New World Order trash. And here they are on the environmental front to scare everybody into global carbon taxes to fund the world government that's being openly announced again today. Here is News Corp, the folks demonizing the Tea Party. One host will be, oh, the Tea Party's good. The other, no, they're bad. And then they'll laugh about, oh, look, Jack Swaggart, you know, is saying the Tea Party's racist. Ah, ha, ha. And then just make it a joke. Their loyal opposition, here's that clip.
I want to set an example to others in our industry and other industries that no matter what the size of your carbon footprint is, you can make a difference.
I'd say for on record.
Global warming.
Probably.
Press button to see what global warming will do in the next 3 years.
3 years is a long ways away.
What could we do on a practical level to start making a difference?
To pay.
Just had another thought.
Mega Bank's money.
What if the Scared Straight Show had a green message too?
The biggest thing you've done is inserting messages about the environment into some of our content.
I don't follow. Green, it means environmentally friendly.
The lifeblood of our company is the quality of our TV shows, and we would accomplish nothing if we compromised that quality.
Going green doesn't fit with the rest of the show.
We're working magic, make it fit.
Hey, Brian, I'm not going to recycle this aluminum can. I'm just going to throw it in the trash. Ha! Your Earth's bitch.
The most powerful way that we could communicate the commitment on behalf of our company was to change the practices within the production, as well as work in a message about global warming.
All right, let's stop right there.
Environmental changes and about.
If I have time tomorrow, I'll play more of it. If you go up to InfoWars.com, we're launching Operation Paul Revere. You got 2 more months to make your short film or long film and win $115,000. But your entries are going to be featured on InfoWars.com, on our YouTube channel, on the nightly news. So it's a film festival. I mean, this is the equivalent of the Cannes Film Festival or something. It's so big. It will get media attention. You make a film about liberty and fighting tyranny, fiction, nonfiction, whatever. You can win $115,000, 3 prizes, $100,000, $10,000, $5,000. And then the top people that enter, even if you don't win, you get a shot at working at InfoWars.com. And Alex Jones producing your films, your feature films. So it's on. That's up at InfoWars.com. Huge online film festival launched. New special report, 20 minutes long with myself and David Knight. And it's also for people to follow the rules. We've got a lot of great entries, but most of them don't follow the basic rules that you can figure out. Of course, we'll get the very best entries right up. Got 2 more months. Let me see. March and then April. April 30th got to be in. I have 2 months to judge them, play them on air, play clips, and it's going to be very, very exciting. So be a big part of that. InfoWars.com/contest. InfoWars.com/contest. And David Knight is Han showing the overall contest. I am judging it, but I'll also take the viewers' feedback.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
help.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.